From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 535, intended for broadcast June 24th through July 8th, 2020. I'm Brady Murray, and I am joined again by Dr. Jerry Plummer telephonically. Right, Doc?
Yeah. You know, Brady, with luck, maybe this next time we cut one of these, maybe things will be such that I can actually be in the studio with you.
I know that we've been hoping for that, and presently, as we're producing this broadcast, our numbers are way up, right?
Yeah, our numbers are way up. But, you know, again, by the same token, we just went into, I think they call it phase three, where more things are opening up.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, this is just a backwash of everybody getting out all of a sudden. You know, I guess that's the hope. But, I mean, who knows? This whole thing about the virus is unplowed territory, you know?
I get the sense that people don't know a lot about it, except for the numbers that we have that show higher rates of infection. We've gone back to a few states in the United States that are doing quarantines again if you enter. And it still looks like the mortality rate is fairly low.
It does. It just seems like the number of infections is up. And it's in several states that, you know, kind of start early, Texas, Florida, well, us, I guess, you know.
Yeah, Tennessee as well.
We'll have to see. It's certainly impacting, and that's beyond the scope of this conversation, but it's certainly impacting Major League sports in America, that's for sure.
It is. It certainly is. But we do, in the meantime, Doc, have some really good reception reports from folks all around the world, and we've got at least one domestic, and I've got one here in front of me from Austria.
Yeah.
Comes from Gerald in Austria, who listened on 13.845 on June the 5th, and he listened between 16:54 and 17:20 UT. Again, he's in Austria. I was going to try to make a pronunciation here, but I'll skip. We'll just say Austria. And once again, 13.845 with a SINPO of 333.33, and that's listenable, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, for Austria, that's a pretty good distance away. I know that a couple times when on HFCCs when I've been in Austria, in Vienna, I would listen, and I picked up 13.845 once, and once I picked up 15.825.
But
he's 3333 cross. That's pretty good from here to Austria.
It is. And he also clearly identifies that he was listening to Brother Stair. He gives the information about visiting his website, email address. So it was clear enough to get that. In fact, this one blames some of the problems with reception on a nearby power line. So maybe this is something this person experiences on a regular basis where they listen.
Well, you know, that can happen sometimes. That says that our threes could have been fours as far as, you know, clarity beyond that. That's a pretty good report out of 13.845.
Yeah.
He can hear enough to get Brother Stair's name, address, and phone number. That's clear enough.
Yeah, I think so. He also gives many, many quotes of things that were said during the broadcast, so I think that it was very listenable.
Yeah, that was very listenable, yeah. Well, that's 13.845. It's been a long time standard with us.
Sure has. In band.
Oh, yeah, in band, yeah.
So, Doc, you've got one.
I do, and it's looking at it, it's 13.845 also.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's domestic. This is in Montgomery, Illinois. And I'm sorry I didn't look that up, but it's north of us. Illinois is a couple of states up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Torre. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But he was listening with a JRD 525 with a long wire slinky antenna. So he's got a pretty good outfit there. And he was 55455. And then you say, well, yeah, that's only 300-400 miles away, but still 5-4, 5-5-5, and our antennas are not aimed that way. You know, that's
no, but you know, Doc, I'm looking at that. You mentioned that you didn't look it up. This is certainly what I would consider Chicagoland. It's about it's just a little bit further out from Chicago than like Elgin and Schaumburg.
Oh, okay.
So this is not, as you and I both know, for the benefit of the listeners, Southern Illinois is not far at all from where we broadcast in Nashville, Tennessee. But
that's
Chicago
right.
adds
right.
a good amount
of
distance.
Top end of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. I was looking at it also, too. That was on June the 21st, so that's, like, pretty new. And, yeah, for 54555, got good information about what he heard. I know that that's legit. Out of Montgomery, Illinois, from Torrey, I sure hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, all we can do is the best we can do, right? It's
that's
just
right.
imprinted. Right. Certainly not trying to make fun of anybody's name. We just...
You know, you mentioned on the last Ask WWCR that you had some information that you had told the listeners about that says that with all this virus thing going on, that people are listening to the radio more often.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing that in terms of this Montgomery, Illinois. We've got several others of a similar vein, and ones overseas because, you know, this virus is just not U.S. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere, sure.
More people are listening all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we're seeing more of it, and you're saying, telling me that you're getting a lot more action as far as new broadcasters, too.
We certainly are. Without question, across the board, shortwave and medium wave, both in Nashville and Knoxville, that I can speak to. So I think that people are returning very much to radio listening for a variety of reasons. And one thing that I've seen, again, even just yesterday, that was also mentioned on the previous program, is that traditional drive time has been very much upset by folks working from home, maybe changing their hours. And so radio listenership is good, but, you know, for the longest time, if not all the way back to, you know, radio in general, the most expensive advertising was always the morning drive, like your 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. when people were assumed to be listening to the radio driving to work. And, I'm not sure that that's fallen from the most highly rated, but it has certainly suffered, and it has suffered to the benefit of midday, no doubt. So I mentioned that to say that by broadcasting internationally, we're broadcasting to every time zone, to folks listening in the middle of the night, middle of the day, dinner time, you know, whatever the case may be. We're crossing so many time zones that we're providing the broadcasts at the times that people are listening in any country.
I agree. The one that you had was turned out was like 10 o'clock in the morning over there. So, in effect, the drive time may be shifting till 10 o'clock toward up in the midday, like mm-hmm. you say.
Yeah, it may be. That may be very much an international phenomenon. I'm really not aware of anything outside the U.S. as far as those ratings are concerned.
That's interesting. That's real interesting.
And, Doc, we've got another one here that is unique, somewhat unique, not as if we have not seen this before. It's for 4840, and this was on June the 20th, and it comes to us from Argentina, from Ariel in Argentina, and he says he was listening between 0410 and 0435 UT, once again on the 20th of June. And the SINPO isn't stellar. It's 25222. Also not bad, considering that we're not really aiming at South America.
Oh, definitely not. And that's about as deep as you can go into Argentina. That's way south, you know.
It is. It's way south. Isn't that different seasons than where we are? That's typically a pretty tough thing to pull off in shortwave, right?
That's way south. That's down to where... you go much further south than that, and you're going to be down at the South Pole, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we've got extreme South America, we've got Europe, and we've got the Midwest here in the United States.
Yeah, that's interesting how that works. And, you know, with us having four different transmitters and four different frequencies at four different times, 24/7. No wonder we get these from all over the world, because we're kicking out to all kinds of different places. And some of these, like Argentina, that's not anywhere near what our reach is theoretically supposed to be.
Right. Right. So it's a clear frequency, and you've got somebody who's a dedicated listener who's got some equipment that they're using to tell me, Doc, honestly, Sony ICF-7600D. 20-meter long wire. So, yeah, he's putting considerable effort into shortwave listening in Argentina.
That's 7,600. It's real similar to those got at the station, you know, those that
So he's basically got a handheld with a 20-meter wire.
That's what he's got. Yeah, that's what he's got. That's pretty good. Like you say, you look at it on the map, that's way south. It's about... I mean, from an airplane, it's like 12 hours south of here, you know?
So it's a long flight?
Oh, yeah, long flight straight down.
I think in my own personal experience, Doc, we're doing very well. Like you mentioned, we're back on all four transmitters 24/7, and I'm not going to say that for me, as close to this radio station that as I am, that I can pick up every frequency all the time, but there's always a time when I can pick up one that we're broadcasting on very clearly.
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, it's interesting, other than just maybe Australia, the places I've been with these HFCCs around the globe, I could usually pick up at least one of the four, you know, at some point in time. Because we pretty much aim, we go all the way down to 3,000, 3,215, up to 15,825. Got a pretty good range of frequencies and times that we kick out like that.
Yeah, sure do. Doc, you mentioned the HFCC, and there's one coming up. The last one you attended was in January, and then the next one coming up, I believe, has been officially, it's been officially scratched for the original dates. Is that right?
Yeah, it has. You kind of, that's a good way to put it. You hate to say canceled. It's canceled from the original date, but it's all kind of dependent on how this ability to travel is. You know, I mean, even today, we can't travel outside the U.S. even now, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of countries around the world that's like that.
Right. So you could plan it and... not be able to get there. That would be somewhat of a waste. I know that the benefit of it really is the in-person, face-to-face negotiation, and I think that it's possible, at least, that the HFCC will have the same standard as really everybody else, in that we're going to have to adjust and do things online for a little while to the extent that we can, and just do the best with that we can.
But right now, that's all we can do, and everybody that's there, I'm on the board. Everybody that's on the board, and really everybody that's a member, realizes that it's not as effective or efficient. But you're just, at least temporarily, you're going to have to do the best you can with what you got.
Right, right. No, it's certainly not. I know that the favorite right now seems to be Zoom, and I believe there's a Microsoft application that's going to be a big deal. Certainly come fall, I think a lot of schools and businesses are going to switch over to the Microsoft application, but... my experience with Zoom hasn't been purely negative, but it's really hard to tell whose turn it is to speak, you know?
Yeah, Zoom has become, you know, very popular very quickly, but it's got some holes in it. I've been around Zoom conferences where you drop off or it doesn't pick up at the right time. The very same thing with this Microsoft Teams, same kind of problem with it. But, you know, just kind of shifting over to my econ background, or finance background, boy, this was a time when Skype could have sure jumped up, and they just have not done anything, you know?
No, they're not around, really. Not very much. No, not at all. Doc, that's all the time we have for this round. It's good to talk to you again. We'll check it out in a couple of weeks and see if we're able to get together, all right?
That sounds good to me, Brady. I'll see you then, hopefully.
All right.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 3718 USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.